The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Wrestling Night in Canada on the Shining Wizards Network with your hosts, Matt Copper, Dustin Maruca, and Snowy White.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruca.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, as the seasons change and time passes by, the illnesses, they stay the same.
Right.
Sorry for this long overdue episode, but we were supposed to record last week at the time of recording, but I fell ill, and you can probably hear a little bit of it still in my voice, and still dealing with the chest congestion part of it. So my family doctor will be getting a visit from me sometime in the next couple of days to look into some antibiotics, because, well, can't have this going on for too much longer. It's starting to become a concern, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're going to pull through?
I think I'll live.
We don't have to amputate anything?
No. Amputate my lungs.
Especially if it's a chest.
Yeah.
Amputate my lungs.
I guess not. Well, that's my go-to, like, whenever someone, you know, stubs their toe or, you know, like, are you going to be okay? Yeah. Are we going to have to amputate?
Walk it off.
You know,
not
walk
today.
It off.
Yeah, walk off that stubbed toe.
That's right.
Literally, walk until it falls off.
Right on. Yeah, no, I understand. Our listeners understand. People get busy and...
I didn't want to risk getting you guys sick, and because I know Mrs. Snowy also has asthma problems, so getting hers potentially sick would have been
catastrophic,
to say the least.
She would have killed us all.
I would have killed you all, but and I also sounded like Eric Young this time last week, so not ideal for podcasting.
No, it's good in the ring and when he's cutting promos and all that. And Access TV, just because you mentioned Eric Young, this kind of popped into my head.
Oh, guys, I read something.
He did a podcast for them interviewing Dave Mustaine of Megadeth in a record shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently he's doing a new podcast all about records and shit now.
That's cool.
Oh, it's a regular thing.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be.
So Eric Young is a metalhead.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like when wrestlers are metalheads.
Yeah, kind of fits in with this whole show.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that, you know, until then. I thought, well, this is really interesting. And at first I just saw, you know, Megadeth in a record shop, you know. And then, like, Eric Young introduces himself and is like, I know that guy.
Why do they both sound the same?
He's like, I'm Eric Young and I'm Dave Mustaine.
Are you interviewing yourself?
Now, Dave Mustaine has some inflections in his voice.
Right.
Eric Young just sounds like one steady, this is what I talk. I talk like Kane's voice box.
Talking. Oh, shit, that's right. Oh, God, I forgot about that. With the whole, And what to Dennis Leary? He had an old, gimmick or an old joke where, if you have a voice box, it must make it really interesting going up to the drive-through.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
can I take your order?
Take your order, and then he says it back like that. I could kind of see that.
Or I always think of Ned from South Park, the Vietnam vet that was buddies with Stan's uncle.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always talked like this. That was from smoking, though, not from any war.
Oh,
war
okay.
Injury.
I just assumed that it was from that. Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, all of our Canadian listeners, just listeners all over, you know, go check out Eric Young's new show. Like, I'm always up for, like, I watch a lot of video podcasts about in record shops and about the host showing off their record collection. And sometimes I'm like, that's the version you've got? Oh, lame. I've got the original 78 press, you know.
The OG gatefold.
That's like, right. Yeah. That's right. What are you doing with a video show, you poser? but yeah, we're definitely due to sit down and do this because there's a lot of some interesting stuff happening here on the home front that I kind of want to get to that Mr. Ducky... You were there. Our Winnipeg Pro Wrestling League, Federation, Indie, whatever you want to call it. And I know it's got a lot of steam. because this league actually works with one of our commercial rock stations.
Power 97.
Oh, yeah.
Or 92. And, is it 92?
I didn't want to correct you.
One of the two.
One of them.
Yeah. And so I remember hearing all the commercials, you know, at my Clark Kent job for the for this card. And it's like, well, good for them. Like, this is really good.
It's their WrestleMania, basically. So
okay, great. Great. If they can... If they're working with mainstream press like this, they've got something going on. Mm. So that's absolutely fantastic. So I'm going to turn the floor over to you because you were there, and give us all the details.
I have pulled up the card.
Okay, but first of all, where was it?
The Burton Cummings Theater downtown here.
Right.
It's the Walker Theater, damn it.
Many years it was the Walker, and because Burton Cummings...
Yeah.
Is a rock and roll legend here with the Guess Who. For some reason, I guess the street wasn't good enough. So they now named this historic building
the Burton Cummings
after
Theater.
Him, which has a capacity of 1,300 people.
15.
15, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And what did this venue do for this show?
For has the Cringy Wrestling Facebook page I follow said, a random Indian Winnipeg is selling more than AEW. They did 1,300 tickets.
That's good.
Wow.
On a Thursday.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. And they always bring in
people. Yeah.
Like they're good for bringing in more internationally renowned talent and all that. So yeah, please. I'm gonna turn the floor over to you and let's hear the card.
The opening match of the evening was Mustafa Ali and Donovan Dijak.
Okay, that was the curtain jerk.
That was
two former WWE guys.
Get the hell out of here.
That was the curtain jerker.
Wow.
Mustafa Ali won.
Okay. Former X Division champion, too.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Very good match. Yeah. Match number two was for the Winnipeg Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships. It was the Prosperity Gospel of Tommy Lee Curtis and Scott Ripley III as defeated Devin Monroe, Devon Monroe, and Mo Jabari. Good match. I thought it was a good match. Not a lot of people did, but I thought it was a good match. The third match was for the vacant WPW Women's Championship since Vanna Black broke her arm at the last show.
No. Oh, at the Blue Note?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they had Ava Lawless from Calgary, who's always at WPW shows.
Okay.
She wrestled Allie Catch.
Nice.
And she beat Allie. So Ava Lawless is the WPW Women's Champion.
Okay. Allie Catch was in the inaugural women's championship match, wasn't she? At the Western Cultural
With
Center
Jody.
That we were at. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. Still not able to grab that brass ring.
No. And I really should.
But she did turn on Effie, so.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to get to that because I was watching Monster Mash, ECW's Monster. ECW. What did.
GCW.
Game
ECW.
I was watching their Monster Mash pay-per-view from last night or Friday, and Effie was cutting a promo about how Allison, he kept calling her Allison, which I thought, that is brilliant.
Makes it a lot more real.
Like he's really, like he's talking.
Yeah, because she turned on Allie.
You know someone's mad when they use your full name.
Like, just like your mom, you know.
Yeah, when they use your full first name and your middle name. Yeah.
Middle and last name, yeah.
Because she turned on him in their War Games match.
She
hit him with an exploding bat from behind.
Oh, okay. See, I was totally unaware of that. Just like I'm totally unaware of a lot of stuff going on in pro wrestling these days, I hate to say. So am I. Yeah.
But yeah, Ava Lawless is the new WPW Women's Champion. The next match was Bobby Schenk and AJ Sanchez.
Well, sweet Bobby Schenk.
Sweet Bobby Schenk. Yeah. Defeated the team of Anderson Tyler Moore.
He's still around?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Danny Duggan.
Okay.
Because WPW, it's a whole story.
Okay.
It's interesting. Catches my interest.
That's an ongoing storyline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby and AJ won. And then they beat the shit out of Corba.
Okay.
Because Corba's the GM. And he's a heel GM. So he teams with ATM and Duggan. And then they beat up Corba after.
Okay.
After that, we had the Rumble in the Bird match, which was a 20-man battle royal.
Like, was it like a all men in the ring at the same time?
Oh, so like
it was
a Royal Rumble style.
Okay, Royal Rumble style. Okay.
With the winner being Chad Daniels.
Okay, and what was the prize for?
A world title match at the next show, which sold out before I can get tickets to.
Oh, geez.
The one with Danhausen.
Oh, of course. Well, Danhausen. Danhausen draws money, so.
Yeah. So he won. So I'd like to see Chad Daniels win the title.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Got to be his biggest match ever, winning this.
The Rumble?
Yeah.
Probably. Like, well,
he's a local guy, right?
Yeah. Like, and he's wrestled Mike Bailey.
Really?
Okay.
That one show I went to recently, it was good. Who did he wrestle? He wrestled another guy they brought in as well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he wrestled Santana.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Mike Santana. Okay, cool.
And Santana beat the shit out of him. Welcome to the business, kid.
Former AEW superstar.
Yeah. The match after that was Bryce Bentley defeated Sammy Peppers because they broke up the team of Red Hot Summer.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? I hate when tag teams break up.
That's, I know.
It's like every time a tag team breaks up, I'm just like, damn you, McMahon! Oh, wait.
Not McMahon.
Yeah.
Damn you, Corbin!
Beds!
He beat him with a pedigree.
Oh. Trying to get in with Triple H there, you think?
Maybe, I don't know.
Getting on Mr. Levesque's sweet side?
I don't know. And after that, we had the tag team match of Jody Threat and Josh Alexander defeating Matt Cardona and Jimmy Lloyd.
Wow. Okay.
It was supposed to be Cardona and DeLander, but she's
out with neck injuries. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jody beat Cardona with an F5.
Wow.
An F5, really?
Yeah. It was a good match.
Okay.
Hey, that's our girl. I would never bet against her.
No. Yeah, it was a good match. And then the
main event.
Tyler Colton lost the title to James Roth.
Okay.
Okay, see, that's the way it should be. Your champion should be your local guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you bring in this talent.
James Roth is a local guy.
Yeah, okay.
They're both local.
Yeah.
Colton and Roth.
And that's what you should do. You should put the title on these guys. Okay, and you bring the Cardonas and, you know, whoever else.
Yeah, just to sweeten the card up a little bit.
And to put your local guys over, because you're not always going to be able, like, WPW, as great as they're doing right now, aren't going to get Cardona if they only do,
they're
not
going to
do monthly.
Yeah.
Are they going to be, no one's doing monthly cards anymore.
No.
To any great audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the nature of pro wrestling. So, like, you're not going to get Cardona in every card.
No.
So, you have to build your guys up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, every time I would see, you know, flipping through a Pro Wrestling Illustrated and seeing their card results, and it's just like some ex-WWF guy came in and beat the shit out of the Federation in one night and all that. Like,
of course.
Okay, that does nothing.
That makes your guys look weak.
So bad. So yeah, bring Cardona in. I'd love the guy, you know, but I want to see him lose to some local talent.
Yeah,
you know, for sure.
Yeah, it was a good match. It was no holds barred.
Right.
Colton chokeslammed Roth off the stage at one point through tables.
Colton, like, that is such an indie name.
Tyler.
Okay,
we know Tyler.
Okay, yeah, but that is such an indie name.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it really is. Like, names like that go back.
Yeah,
you know, to the 70s and 80s.
How James Roth won is Tyler took a bunch of the ring pads off, exposed the boards, and then he took a Death Valley driver on it,
like right onto the plywood.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And then James Roth won.
Okay.
But it was a good card, good show. Oh. Got to see Jody again. It was a good time.
Yep.
Right on.
Had a beer with Jimmy Lloyd.
Nice.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, it was a good time.
Good. The whole thing about this car. Okay, first of all, horns up, horns down,
horns
in the
up.
Middle.
I liked it.
Kind of thought so.
It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that really got to me, but the thing that really made me go, oh, fuck yeah, okay, the 1,300 people that were there, and that almost fills the BERT.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is absolutely amazing. That's probably the biggest indie card in Winnipeg. I can't think of any other, yeah, that did that many people. You know,
well, probably the one time they had wrestling here when they opened the building that apparently sold out the place.
Oh,
but then again, that was in 1909. So,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Within, you know, the last 50 years.
Well, they had one last year too, and they did about the same.
Yeah.
At the okay. Well,
it's the same federation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't think of any other, even when
and like WPW just started right before the pandemic too, so
yeah, think about that's another thing.
Started at the Sherby,
yeah. Starting off at like little bars, yeah,
right,
yeah,
right, and that's the way you do it,
yeah,
you know.
And like they had Shotzi Blackheart right before she got signed.
Yep,
right on.
Ethan Page when he was still in TNA. Dan Severin was there at one of the shows.
Jeez,
like as a fucking surprise, I was still doing security.
Right.
Wink, wink, security at the time for them.
Okay.
I didn't fucking know Dan Severn was going to be there. He just kind of just walked out. And we're like, what the fuck? Okay, cool.
What are you doing here? Did you get off the wrong plane?
Is he supposed to be here?
He was advertised for the CWE show the next day, but made that surprise appearance.
Okay. See, that's another thing. Canadian wrestling elite here on the local level, and you can all... I wouldn't call it really a territory, but they do cross the Canadian prairies mm-hmm. on occasion. Like CWE, that has been the top dog locally for a while now. Are we seeing some competition now with WPW and CWE?
Well,
it
seems like we are, but also it seems like they're working together with this whole Danny Duggan invasion.
Oh, okay.
Story they have going right now.
Ah, all right. Okay, because that's... I like that, because I know...
But now we got the company I work for coming up.
Okay, which one is that?
Wrestling United.
Sure, okay, yeah. What's that all about? Share with everyone.
They've had 3 shows so far.
Okay.
They've all been, in my opinion, bangers. I've enjoyed. It's like we're learning on the go.
Okay.
That's what it is. You learn on the go.
Of course. You learn by doing.
Yeah. Right. And like companies that have been around forever are still making mistakes every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Like WWE.
Like WWE and AEW right
AEW
now.
AEW and all that.
Well, AEW's only been around for 5 years, yeah. But they've had their share of peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you brought up the letters AEW while we're talking about WPW.
I will bring another Wrestling United thing up real quick. It is announced, so I can talk about it now. The next show is January 9th.
Okay.
In that same building. Why am I drawing a blank on the name of the building?
Well, because you're just not very smart.
No, I'm not.
You gotta remember all of these things.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, damn it.
Don't write any of it down because people might find out. You gotta remember all of it.
CCFM JPA Hall, 340 Provence.
Oh.
January 9th is our next show. Titled On Thin Ice.
Okay.
And we're bringing Matt Riddle.
Oh.
Oh, right on.
Interesting.
So, okay. That'll be fun.
That is
cool.
That's all I can talk about.
Yeah. That's all you can say. Okay.
Until we get people who are in charge.
On. Yeah.
Ah.
On.
Gotcha.
Right on. Okay.
Which, hopefully soon.
Right. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah.
Keep us posted. Like I said, WPW, AEW, okay, this gets really interesting now because I've seen the internet scuttlebutt, shall we say, the internet mm-hmm. wrestling community brought it to our attention, okay.
Oops.
Yeah, watch copyright.
Yeah,
there,
hey.
Whatever that is.
I didn't think my sound was on, my bad.
It kind of brought to our attention that this card actually outdrew an AEW card in Omaha or something like that, or somewhere down in the
in Nebraska.
I will admit that is a pretty impressive feat, but then you got to think about the fact that AEW runs week to week, 2 shows a week. So it's like, is it, I don't know, like, you think about one show compared to like 104 every year, like, right. Or, yeah.
Okay, but on the other hand, like this WPW, and I'm not just here to just put us over, like, but this is an indie.
That's true.
This is a severe indie.
Well, you do have guys that are like from like notable names, like former WWE guys, former TNA guys, but still, like,
but there's no PWP or WPW shows on TBS and on TNT.
That's true, yeah.
Like AEW is supposed to be this big, this big powerhouse.
It's the number two promotion in the entire continent, I guess you could say. Yeah,
right. And
definitely not in the world.
And I don't know if this is high five to WPW or if this is, come on, AEW, get your shit together, or is it a combination of both?
Well, who knows?
I think it might be a combination of both because you can't take anything away from WPW. Like,
no,
you know,
like it is still pretty. I'm surprised more wrestling news outlets didn't get like in on that, saying like,
right,
like this indie show in Winnipeg outsold AEW Collision.
And I got
Chris
wonder,
was probably like, Tony,
yeah,
a promotion in my city is doing better. What the fuck?
Come on, Con.
Oh,
so like that, they have to, like, people at AEW, they have to be looking at that. And saying, like, how is this? Okay, what are we doing? What do we have to do to get AEW back to the prominence that it once was? Because when it first came on 5 years ago, it was outdrawing NXT.
Yeah, well, because there was, like, a general interest in this brand new product. Right. But, like, I don't know, I guess every company goes through peaks and valleys. Like, right. I will say that. Right. Like,
oh, yeah, the WWF in the early 90s was fucking
brutal.
When Diesel
was champion, yeah. But
Mantar.
But you also have to consider the fact that AEW has now outlived WCW Nitro. Mm-hmm. So so there's that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just quickly going to look up another statistic here because I'm very interested in whether or not our show outdrew this one from the other week.
Okay. Well, because while you're doing that, like, I'm seeing all the internet scuttlebutt again about how the AEW has half empty arenas and they got to move everyone over onto one side and there's no one around the other sides and all that. And it's just not looking good for them. You know what I mean?
No, it does look bad, but I don't think they're ever going to have, like, I don't think they're ever going to be in any sort of danger.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never mind. I was checking to see what the attendance for NXT Halloween Havoc was the other week, or last week, and it was 5,000. So,
was Halloween Havoc at was that the training center?
No, they did it at an arena this time. It was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, I believe.
Oh, that's always been a WWF stronghold, yeah.
Yeah, so like, they did Halloween Havoc, and then the next night on Raw, they did the exact same arena. So maybe a lot of people got a package deal. So I don't know. I was just curious to see whether they don't announce the attendance like really all that much unless it's a sellout nowadays on WWE shows. So
right,
I know. Apparently, the NXT for this week is. Well, pretty basically sold out already.
Oh, at the ECW arena? Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Well, of course, Philly's a wrestling town. That's going to sell out. Like,
Bubba's wrestling.
Of course.
Van Damme's there.
He's going to be there for something. Yeah. Don Marie is going to be
a referee
in a match. Yeah. So
Van Damme was probably just hanging around outside the building, smoking a joint or whatever. Hey, Rob, come on in.
Yeah. It's like, whoa.
How'd I get here?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
Rob,
Rob, get in here, come on.
You guys got a card tonight?
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Yes.
How do you know that's Rob? He's wearing RVD shorts.
Yeah.
And a tank top.
He's wearing that yin-yang symbol.
And it's clearly Van Damme.
Yeah.
Okay, was Van Damme, and I was at, last weekend was the Winnipeg Comic Con. Was he there?
No.
Okay,
yes.
He was?
Okay.
Yeah, it
okay.
was Trish and Van Damme, yeah.
Yeah, I know Stratus, Stratus was there, which makes sense. She's a Canadian girl and all that.
Yeah, yep. Van Damme was there.
But then I heard after the fact that Van Damme was there as well. Yeah. And this year I didn't do the autograph
thing. Oh, yeah, they were $80 a pop.
Yeah, that's a bit too much.
The only one that I actually gave any consideration to, Heather Langenkamp, Nancy Thompson from the Nightmare on Elm Street.
That would have been cool.
She was there, and it's like, don't want to shell out big bucks for a thing. But I did meet comic artist Michael Golden, who does Red Sonja.
Okay.
Which I'm a big fan of that. And Brianna June, who does covers for Archie.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm a big fan of Archie.
Yeah, you know? I know that. Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't know you guys were here. I didn't see anything, but... you know, you try not to fan out. You know?
Technically, another wrestling legend was there too. It was the Green Bastard from Parts Unknown, but
yeah,
he was there as his alter ego, Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm the one Canadian that has no interest in the Trailer Park.
It's an acquired taste.
I don't either. I've tried.
Yeah,
I enjoy it for what it is. It's stupid fun.
Yeah,
but. It's okay. So yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's right. I heard Van Damme was, like, after the fact that he was here. I don't know. Maybe he would have been someone, too. I don't know. But we had this conversation before about what we would shell out for whatever. So, where was I going? It's like, I was just, this whole thing, you got to give... You know, a big shout out and horns up to the Winnipeg Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, they what
an accomplishment.
They've done pretty well for themselves from the Sherby to the Burt, like in just 4 years.
Yeah.
So
and now they sell out the West End every time now. Culture
the WEC. That was the only time, one of the only times I've ever been to a WPW show was when all three of us were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when Jody won the
inaugural women's championship.
And she beat Allie. Yeah.
Yep. I remember. Josh Alexander was also at that show.
He beat the shit out of Chief
with the impact the at the time it Impact the World, impact title.
World yeah. title. Yeah,
he beat the shit out of Josh Halliday.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was really cool. I don't know. I'm not really at first buying Alexander as a heel. I was kind of having a hard time with it. It's like I just don't know if I buy this, but he. More and more from
he's
what
grown
I've
on
seen.
You.
Yeah, it's kind of okay. I get it. I, you know, so yeah, but unfortunately, I haven't really watched as much TNA. I haven't really watched a whole hell of a lot of the current product from anybody.
Yeah, neither have
so
I.
So it's
like,
probably like, not something we should be admitting
to. I guess, yeah, like I'm keeping up like on my YouTube, or my YouTubers who talk about wrestling, but. I just don't have the time the patience a lot of the time to watch over 8 hours of wrestling every week.
No,
like,
neither anymore.
It's in a way it's a relief, but also kind of weird still that Raw has gone back to 2 hours temporarily.
Right.
Because I'm just like 9 o'clock hits and I'm just like, oh, what?
It's over? But at the same time, it's like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. And like, I haven't really been watching SmackDown because, well, Friday nights I got better shit to do. And like,
of course, yeah.
Like, what else? Yeah, AEW, I'm kind of like on and off with. I don't watch Collision because like it hardly ever gets shown here, but Dynamite I tune into. So
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
And while we're still kind of on the topic of AEW, one of the things that I did kind of notice was Mr. Bobby Lashley showed up in AEW.
Finally.
Okay, I guess he, with the WWF, his contract ran out. They didn't renew it.
No, he wasn't on a 90-day compete clause or anything like that.
Okay.
So,
and they just made him an offer. Come on down.
Well, Bobby I guess they're realistically nowadays they're the only other company that can match whatever WWE is offering. So or even potentially outdo what WWE is offering.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this a good get for AEW?
He is a household name, I will say that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he former 2-time WWE champion. Like I know the Hurt Business. They were stable during the pandemic era, so it's kind of hard to gauge what the fan reaction was. But the online reception on them seems to be pretty overly positive about getting back together in their current form in AEW, now known as the Hurt Syndicate. It is officially been announced.
Yeah. All right.
there was a lot of parody names being thrown around. It's like, well, they can't be called the Hurt Business, so what are they going to be called? And like, some of the ones I saw were called like Pain Charity, and like
I've seen Butt Hurt Business,
Butt Hurt Business.
Pain yeah. Charity, that's a good one.
But yeah, so now that it is MVP, who's not Montel Vontavious Porter, just MVP. Right. So yeah, very similar to how EC3 was just EC3 when he joined WWE, not Ethan Carter III.
Right.
But yeah, so we got MVP, Shelton Benjamin, and Bobby Lashley, the three original members of the Hurt Business, all reunited in AEW. Right. So, and like they all have their like mostly their original names too. So it all kind of just feels like it's still the same thing.
It does kind of work. Yeah.
It's not like some quasi legal TNA version that used to happen back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but like, is this a, like, can anything move the needle for any federation anymore?
You know, I don't know. It's like needle moving is like always a topic of conversation, but at the same time, I just don't think it's plausible. Like, if it wasn't plausible with CM Punk, then like really,
yeah.
What else is there nowadays? Like, I don't even think Stone Cold Steve Austin or like Edge didn't move the needle. Right. Like,
right.
I don't even think John Cena could do it at this point. You know, like I don't. Well, I don't want to see Hulk Hogan anywhere. But
no.
Like,
I'm sure, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, I don't think The Rock could do anything. I don't think.
Right.
Well, maybe he could do a little bit, but
even though people said that the last time Rock showed up at that pay-per-view, when he just showed up at the end and just looked at them.
Oh, at Blood, away, at Bad
like,
Blood.
That was the best part. It's like, he just fucking stood there, pointed, shook his finger, and left.
Yeah, he did the 1-2-3 thing with his hand, and then he just left, and we haven't seen him since.
And everyone's like, that was the best part of Bad Blood. Like, he did nothing.
Was it the best part, though?
Yeah. CM Punk and Drew McIntyre, hello.
Yeah, this Hell in a Cell match, that was great.
That should have headlined the show.
Yeah, but it opened. Oh, well. Can't have everything. Rock had to headline it, so, you know.
Yeah, by apparently moving his fingers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Bloodline versus Bloodline, curtain jerk, crown jewel.
Yeah. That's another thing I didn't expect.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always forget to record those shows, but after finding out the results, I never really feel the need to go back and watch them. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So, isn't it like Cody Rhodes versus
Gunther? Yeah, for like, they had two champion versus champion matches to find out the crown, or to determine the crown jewel champion of champions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't a title versus title, or
no, it was like both world champions in the men's and women's division are facing each other to determine who is the best of the best. And I'm just like, well, I mean, you can't really do that without undermining one of the other titles, but
right.
It's like you either, with especially with Cody versus Gunter, it's like you either have the face of the company versus another guy who is deemed unstoppable. Someone's going to look bad in that situation. So Gunter ended up getting like, it was like a sleeper hold that was reversed into a roll-up.
He did like the Bret Hart fucking.
Yeah. So that's what was the deciding factor. So if the current World Heavyweight Championship didn't seem like a secondary world title before, boy, does it ever now.
It definitely does now.
I will say, though, and then Liv Morgan won the women's version of it against Nia Jax, which was the shortest match on the card. So it's like, what happened with the Women's Revolution, guys? that's suddenly not a thing anymore. But I will say that like the Crown Jewel Championship title belt's just the most gaudy looking things,
and they're fucking massive.
They're huge. Like I made the joke of calling them the Gaudy Arabia Championships, but
nice.
Yeah, but they're just these massive things with like big green gems all over them. Like if they weren't so goddamn big, they wouldn't look horrible. But we found out that the belts themselves are actually staying in Saudi Arabia, and that the champions,
good,
in order to represent the fact that they won the belts, they got rings. So Cody Rhodes and Liv Morgan got rings. So is this kind of, do you think this could lead potentially to Cody Rhodes revisiting his Kiss the Ring gimmick from Ring of Honor back in 2018? Maybe? Because he had that going on, didn't he?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Or was that Ring of Honor or TNA?
I think it was Ring of Honor. He was only in TNA for like a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. When he was Ring of Honor World Champion, he had that whole Kiss the Ring thing going on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, well, I could kind of see
potentially
that.
We could see that. I don't know. It kind of feels like Cody's like doing a slow burn heel turn, and that's what this whole Kevin Owens thing is all mm-hmm. about. Like, Kevin Owens knows something that we don't, and that behind the scenes, like, nobody wants to acknowledge the fact that Cody Rhodes and Kevin got into a backstage off-camera scrap in front of the fans that they... So, I don't know. It kind of seems like that's what it's heading to, that Kevin Owens knows something that we don't, and they want to keep it under wraps, but eventually the truth will come out that Cody is actually just a horrible person.
He'll dye his hair black again.
Yeah, who knows?
But... I have no problem, like, the belts staying
in Saudi Arabia
because I just pictured like another two more titles.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're going to start defending the Crown Jewel Championship like it's something.
Well, that's only, you know? That's only going to be a one time a year in Saudi Arabia.
Right, but in my head, the
perfect size for Big Show.
Yeah. There you go. took him leaving the company to get it, but
yeah.
And finally, isn't your champion versus champion, isn't that a Mania match? Like, come on.
Series too.
Well, they used to do it at Survivor Series, but not anymore now that they've just implemented the War Games thing into it. But yeah, I never liked the brand versus brand thing at Survivor Series either. I thought that whole gimmick kind of ran stale. So this is kind of like a substitute for it. But at the end of the day, this wasn't a WWE idea. This was something that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia requested. So they kind of had to, like, do it for them.
Okay.
So it's in a way, it's kind of like Vince McMahon wanting something and having it done.
Right.
So these titles are essentially just for an audience of one, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's my pants with $100 million?
Yeah. Oh, good. My laundry's here.
So I'm actually getting back to Lashley in AEW. I think it's a good get for them, but I don't know what it's going to accomplish.
Well, like, they hired Ricochet, and now he's only on Collision and Rampage.
Yeah. Well, so far. I think he has a match on Dynamite, doesn't he, coming up?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a tag match. I think it's Fletcher and Takeshita against Ricochet and a mystery opponent.
She'll probably be Ospreay.
But
you keep bringing all these people in, there's going to be no spots. You know, it's going to get...
Already isn't any.
Even Mox said in one of his promos a few weeks ago, there's 180 people on the roster.
Yeah.
That's old WCW.
Yeah, Mox's whole current gimmick of, like, the BCC taking over AEW and, like, him saying he hates what this company has become.
I've also seen now reports that Mox fizzled out with Shane.
Oh? Well, good. I don't really care. Like,
that would have been interesting one night.
It would have been, yes.
Just to see him come out on AEW.
A McMahon on AEW.
But then eventually, if he just tries to become the new higher power or something, you know what I mean? Like,
it was me, Austin.
Yeah.
It really wasn't my dad. That was, you know, it was me behind the scenes doing all that. And then, you know, he's the heel authority figure. Henceforth.
And then he would book himself to win a title.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Well, like, they're doing that whole thing where they're keeping the AEW championship in a briefcase because they don't want to actually show it. Because they're like, they're not representing the company because they absolutely hate it. But it's all, aside from Wheeler Yuta, it's all ex-WWE guys. Mm-hmm. So they haven't really mentioned that yet, but it's kind of like a...
You're waiting for it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you notice, you're just like, look at that. But,
Mox,
yeah.
Claudio.
Pac. And Marina Shafir.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who is Marina Shafir in WWF?
She was in NXT.
Okay, as...
Yeah. As Marina Shafir. Oh, okay. That's her real name. Right. She was also in UFC. She was part of the...
Who is she dating again?
Oh,
no, she's married to Roderick Strong.
Right.
Yeah. She was in NXT. She was part of the whole UFC Four Horsewomen thing, along with Ronda, Shayna, and Jessamyn Duke. So,
okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. When you mentioned, okay, she's married to Roderick Strong. Okay. Now you go on the interwebs, and couples are announcing that they're splitting up.
Oh yeah, Adam Cole and Britt Baker.
And Britt Baker.
Like, yep.
okay, no surprise. It's a wrestling couple. They're not going to last
forever. Yeah, they've been together for like 6 years, I think. So.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised they lasted
as long as they did. Yeah.
It's just like, if they...
Stop playing your Halo 3.
if they didn't announce that, I wouldn't have known.
No, I don't think anybody would have. I don't like care. It's their business. So.
Right. I guess my point is just taking a moment out to bitch about this is we know too much.
We see
too much behind the curtain, and we need to get back to that. You know,
implement more kayfabe.
Yeah. Like
in this day and age of social media, it's more or less impossible, though. Like,
right?
I get what you're saying, but I don't know. It just kind of makes it a little too difficult to hide anything nowadays.
It is. So. It is. I know. I'm just telling the wrestling world to get off my lawn.
You're just a bitter old man. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, basically.
You're just yelling at clouds.
That's right.
Like that Cornette.
Yeah.
Russo meme I made.
Yeah.
Old man yells at old man. That got taken down immediately because the Jim Cornette page got offended and I got hate messages for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ah. Losers. No.
this day and age.
Kiss a girl.
It's easy to get behind Cornette with a lot of things this day and age, but something about that a little bit later.
But I just saw that old man yells at old man Simpsons thing, and I was just like, I need to make this Russo and Cornette because it makes sense.
It works.
Yeah, it was up for 20 minutes, and then...
Yeah, whatever. But long story short, Lashley and AEW, let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and see where it goes.
See if it gets booked any better than Hurt Business did in WWE. So, yep.
Future world champion? Let's fantasy book. Would you ever put the AEW world title on Bobby Lashley?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I would. Like, he's been WWE champion. He's been TNA champion.
Right.
Why the hell not? He's got some legitimacy behind him with the Bellator or Strikeforce stuff. So, yeah, I'd say why not? He's a household name.
People
know who Bobby Lashley is.
Hurt Business versus BCC?
Could be, but that's ex-WWE guys versus ex-WWE guys.
Yeah, that's true. So.
See, that's another problem. You bring in a Bobby Lashley. You bring in all these people, and you run the risk of looking like you're WWE light.
Yeah.
You know?
Then again, another argument is that it's just wrestlers wrestling for a wrestling company. So why does it have to, like, you can make the argument that WWE is nothing but ex-ROH guys.
Oh, see, that's back in the 80s as well. Like, when you looked at the WWF card, it's like, man, this is just like the AWA.
Yeah.
All fancied up in a nice suit.
Yep.
You know, and a couple of the guys from Mid-Atlantic thrown in there for shits and giggles and. You know,
a lot of guys back in the day went back and forth between WCW and WWF.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not that widely known. People only paid attention to it during the Monday Night Wars.
It's cool that the WWE Vault channel uploads some of that too. It's like Mortis. It's like, I didn't know Canyon used his Mortis gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They at least.
Only on like Velocity.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Oh, yeah. That was SmackDown's version of Sunday Night Heat.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that. When Sunday Night Heat became the Raw B show.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
the Raw C
show. That's
when
Cena debuted when Kurt was doing those open challenges.
On Velocity?
Yeah, I think that was
that was on SmackDown.
Was it SmackDown?
Yeah, it was.
Because it was Velocity.
No, it was SmackDown because afterwards, Undertaker shook John Cena's hand backstage.
Right.
Yeah. Had to put the guy over. And then what happened? A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of keeping on.
Then what happened? We can't see him now.
Yeah.
Kind of keeping on topic a bit. WWF had some releases, and a key figure actually walked away. Let's talk Samantha Irvin first.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise, and by a bit I mean like I was a bit caught off guard by it because a couple weeks ago she announced on the day, like the day of a Monday Night Raw, that she was no longer the Monday Night Raw ring announcer. Which caused speculation that some people are like, "Oh no, that just means she's going to SmackDown." It's like, no. She wouldn't be doing this big long speech about thank yous to people if it meant she was just switching shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't she married to someone over on AEW?
Ricochet. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But So Lillian Garcia is back now as the full-time Raw announcer, and well, first match that she announced, she flubbed something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ring rust.
I suppose.
Cool, yeah. It's cool seeing Lillian Garcia back.
It is, but like, what the hell did this is the number one containers match. That's what she said.
Oh yeah, and then when Liv Morgan came out, she's like, accompanied by Dominic Mysterio, and there was no Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, someone gave her the wrong,
I guess,
notes. Or
yeah, it was Raquel Rodriguez, mm-hmm. not Dominic Mysterio. But
yeah.
At a distance, I guess you can make that mistake. But.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If it's your first day back.
If you're 50 yards away and you have your eyes squinted,
did Dominic get taller?
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah, did he build muscle?
Like... did he shave?
Yeah.
No, she just might not be "quote unquote" up on the product.
I guess not.
As well,
yeah.
Like she might have to be retrained about a lot of stuff because when she left, she could have said, "You know what? I'm tuning this shit out for a while."
Yeah, it had probably been like, it seemed like it had just been like within hours' notice. So,
yeah.
Right. Like, but after the fact, Samantha Irvin came out saying that she never liked doing ring announcing and that it was only supposed to be her way to get into the company.
Oh,
and
okay.
She wanted to like evolve from there, but the company never saw anything in her other than being a ring announcer. So that was a little disheartening.
And then they also wouldn't let her do with like her music career, what she wanted to do.
Yeah, well, she would constantly be on tour with WWE, so doing music outside of that would have been a little difficult for her. But, it's a little disheartening considering that she was considered one of the best ring announcers Howard Fink, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like. She brought so much character to the ring introductions, I thought, with her unique voices that she would do for each
wrestler.
And then,
like, a month ago, Lillian Garcia showed up on Raw and basically passed her the flowers.
Yeah, passed the torch.
Oh.
Well, shit.
Yeah. That aged poorly.
Yep.
That didn't last really
That was
long.
A cool moment, though.
It was, yeah. But at the same time, like, to hear Samantha, like, come out and say all this stuff now, I'm just like, oh, so... So I'd say the chances of her showing up in AEW are pretty much slim to nil.
Yeah, because she said, because even Ricochet has been saying, like, no, she's not coming.
Yeah, she's just focusing on her music. So good for her for doing what she wants, I guess. But
right.
I'll miss her. I'll miss her voice.
Yeah,
because so. I was going to say, what is there for her to do in AEW?
Other than ring announcing?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
Right.
Like she was hoping in WWE that she would eventually move up to being a manager or possibly being an on-screen general manager, but...
Okay.
Obviously, there was no interest from the company side of that for her, but
no,
so
the Rock had a kid, so
yeah, so you know you got to give
no
it to
room
her.
For her, yeah,
yep. But
the Rock had a kid.
Yeah,
he had another one. You know?
Yeah, but you know, like I wish her luck in all her music. I know she's an excellent singer,
mm-hmm.
so she's got a very versatile voice. So, like, it's probably not music that I'll personally listen to, but you know, if there's a market for it. People will listen.
Go ahead,
so I wish her all the best. So.
For sure.
I will, but like I said, she will be missed.
Yeah.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. On Mondays, it's the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling, and the Totspaw, introducing the world to wrestling action figure collecting. Also on Mondays, it's 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Rounding out Mondays, it's The Shining Wizards, covering everything in the world of pro wrestling. On Wednesdays, it's the Mark Order Podcast, keeping you up to date on everything AEW. On Fridays, it's Horns Up, as Radioactive Metal brings you everything in the world of heavy metal music. And on Saturdays, it's the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like Bread Club, bringing you the latest from New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Brocast, your watch-along from Down Under, featuring the greatest wrestling matches in history. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. Going Underground, taking you back to everything in the history of Lucha Underground. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Shortly after she walked, they announced three cuts.
Yeah.
Tegan Knox, Indy Hartwell, and Baron Corbin.
To my understanding, Baron Corbin's contract just isn't getting renewed. He wasn't actually cut.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
And apparently, Indy Hartwell found out on Twitter.
That was actually a joke. That was just her being funny. Being like, wait, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't really even know who Tegan Knox is.
Yeah. British wrestler, or Welsh wrestler, I should say.
Okay.
Her real name is Nixon Newell, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
They didn't leave that. They didn't use that.
No, they had. Wow. She was signed back when they had to give everybody their own unique WWE name.
Okay,
that they couldn't use outside the company.
That sounds like a WWE name. Nixon
it does.
Newell. But, like, come on.
Yeah. Well, Liv Morgan's real name is Gianna Daddio. Like, how do you?
gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get a ring name when you have names like that?
Holy shit. Okay, if this was 1991, that would have been her name.
Mm-hmm.
Daddio. Wow.
Yeah, Gianna Daddio.
Okay, that's just to own the name and copyright bullshit and red tape.
Well, it is, yeah.
Because that's amazing.
Well, both of them, yeah, but like, Tegan never had like a super, big career in WWE. Like she ended up tearing both of her ACLs back to back.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
She did what Chris Sabin did at TNA.
Yep.
Wow. Off for a year, tore the other one.
She tore her first one during the Mae Young Classic tournament, I believe, and then came back, wrestled a little while, tore her other one.
Yep.
She got called up to the main roster, did a thing with Natalya, and then nothing really came of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, I noticed that the announcements that they got cut are a little different than they used to be. They didn't just say, this person has been released. We wish them all the best of luck in their future endeavors. It's like they just said, like, their contract is not being renewed and within 90 days will become a free agent. That's what the statement essentially said. I don't know.
Okay.
That's not verbatim and I'm not looking it up. So
Right.
They definitely fumbled Corbin.
Well,
did they though?
The guy was given so many opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, but he was kind of like a Nick Nemeth in a way. Like, he was a very talented guy that was given just shit to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget the dog food thing on SmackDown with Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But yeah, Corbin, he did well in NXT, got called up, did well for himself a little bit on the main roster.
And then when he teamed with Breaker for a while in NXT,
he won the U.S. Championship, and then he became King of the Ring. And
became Mr. Money in the Bank.
King Corbin. No, he was never Mr. Money in the Bank. No. That was just, he was trying to steal the briefcase. He did win Mr. Money in the Bank in 2017, but he lost it. He spoiled his cash in because John Cena cost him the match, and this was against Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this especially looked bad.
Yeah.
But all those pictures going around of him when he was like, homeless Corbin, bum-ass Corbin, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
He's like holding the Money in the Bank briefcase. I think he was just trying to steal that from someone else to try and get something back on his feet. But yeah.
And then he was Happy Corbin.
Oh, yeah. I like to forget that. JBL was his manager for a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
And then he went back to NXT, did a little thing with Bron Breakker. They were called the Wolf Dogs, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Wolf Dogs.
Yeah, they were NXT Tag Team Champions, and then they got called up to the main roster. Braun went to Raw, Corbin went to SmackDown, and they never did anything with Corbin from there. So.
Yeah. And he retired Kurt Angle.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I forget about that. He was Kurt Angle's retirement match at WrestleMania 35.
Yep.
Yep.
And I saw a recent interview with Kurt where he was saying that he wanted Cena, and Vince was like, nope, Corbin.
Oh, yeah, he's like, we got the same with Corbin now. It'll have to be next year. He's like, oh, I don't think I have another year in me. And Vince was like, well, it is what it is.
Yep.
Okay.
Kurt's with thinking this, it was like a slap in the face for when he left in 2006.
Oh, probably. Just trying to punish him for leaving.
15 years later.
Yeah, well, that just
shows Vince McMahon.
The pettiness of Vince McMahon knows no bounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With all of this, with all the pushes, all the starts, restarts, and all the accolades and all that, not once did I go, oh, a Baron Corbin match tonight. Yeah. Like, he just was just there and was just kind of...
He was one of those guys that always did what was asked of him.
Yeah, he was a good hand.
Yeah, exactly.
The old school expression.
Yeah.
And it just... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. However, that being said, I can see him showing up in GCW. Like, for what that's worth.
Yeah. Like,
I also saw a recent Corbin thing where he wants to do Bloodsport.
Yeah, I can see. Like, he was a... He used to be a professional football player. Because he was
He was a boxer, too, wasn't he?
Yep. Golden Gloves champion.
Yeah.
Yep. But he used to play for the Indianapolis Colts at the same time as Pat McAfee.
Is that why they had that little storyline?
Probably. They're probably buddies from back in the day. So
let's just hurt each other for fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was when McAfee started calling him bum-ass Corbin.
Yep.
But,
I miss McAfee, too.
He'll be back.
He will.
He'll be back in February. Or late January, just in time for the Royal Rumble. So, yeah.
I see there's a Pat McAfee show on my sports channel.
Yeah, he has his own show on TSN.
It's actually really entertaining.
Yeah, I've never watched it personally.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And I see it there all the time. It's like, should I?
Yeah.
No.
There was one where he was at a football stadium, like, way early in the afternoon before game day. Right. And then, like, an announcement came over the speakers. They're like, a threat is appearing in the building. Everyone needs to leave. And McAfee was just on a podium, like, by himself in the building. Like, oh, there's a threat in the building, blah, blah, blah. And McAfee's like, we're just going to sit this out. And he put his headset back on. He's just having a good time interviewing them. He's like, oh, you cut out. Did you leave? He's like, nah, I just turned my headset off for a minute.
Wow.
Or the video recently, the game day one, where he's like, we got a cannon. And he stood too close.
Oh, God. Whoops.
It went right by him, and he was like, oh, fuck. Live on the air is great.
But getting back to Corbin, I can see him showing up in GCW and even potentially TNA eventually to be in their world title picture, because they have he has a better chance of thriving in TNA than he does in AEW nowadays.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think so. I think so. But I'm just
maybe MLW, I don't know.
Yeah. Even like
maybe the return of Maple Leaf Pro.
Perhaps. We'll see. All up in the air.
didn't JBL, he did a quick run in TNA and GCW.
He just cost Joe Hendry the TNA world title.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah.
Like last weekend.
Yeah.
So, but the last person I want to see is JBL.
Yeah,
honestly,
me too.
Like, and it's not even for any, because the guy's an asshole. I don't care for what he brings to the ring.
No.
You know.
I mean, seeing him clothesline people again is cool, but like, because of course they're going to make him look good because it's fucking Bradshaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And the two he hit on Effie and GCW, he sold like a champ.
Yeah.
And Joe Hendry sold it like a champ too.
Well, not hard. Billy Gunn used to sell that clothesline like there's no tomorrow. And I think he was even bigger than
him. He was
JBL,
taller than him. Yeah.
Right.
Billy just do a 6-3?
Yeah, he would do the flip, yeah.
So did Rikishi.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true.
And like I said, I haven't been keeping up on it, but I was kind of surprised, just from what I know and from my perspective, that Indy Hartwell was let go.
Yeah, she was doing pretty well in NXT, but again, when she got called up to the main roster, she just kind of got lost in the shuffle, so...
Oh, okay.
Like her whole thing in NXT with Dexter Lumis and
right, and that was over huge.
Yeah, like them getting married. They got married on the first episode of NXT 2.0.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I even watched that.
Yeah.
And the last thing you should watch is a wrestling wedding because they suck.
It's the only wrestling wedding that didn't end in chaos.
Right. So, like when I saw that, I was kind of like, well, this is actually kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Out of all of these names, not, you know, out of the three releases, like if I'm AEW, she's the one.
Yeah.
That I would say, "Hey, let's do business now."
Yep.
I am assuming Indy Hartwell is not her real name.
I don't know.
No, her first name is Sam.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't assume that anybody that would have been in WWE around the time she got signed would have their actual name.
Right.
So.
Right. But see, that's one of the things that hurts. And you might think, well, it's just a name. It doesn't mean anything. It's also a brand.
It is.
You know? So yeah. When you go from the WWF/E to another federation and you can't use that name, it doesn't resonate with people like it should. You know? And so, but this day and age, there is no kayfabe. Everyone knows who Indy Hartwell is.
Yep.
So the amount of people that are watching wrestling, I think this current
unless they only watch WWE or AEW, they have no fucking clue who anybody is.
Okay, yeah, but I'm talking about Hartwell specifically. Mm-hmm. Everyone in AEW knows who she is.
Yep.
So, and I think there was enough interest there for her. Once again, not going to move any needles, but she might be able to do business there.
Yeah. Or I could even see her showing up in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah.
They're working on a TV deal now, apparently, that Jericho's champion again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's why he booked himself as champion.
Yeah. That's why he influenced, did a little backstage influencing.
Yeah. Because when I saw, Jericho, new Ring of Honor world champion. Again. I'm like,
and of course he needed help.
Yeah, well, he's a heel. Of course he does.
Of course.
This is how it happens.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to moan about that. It's just the fact that he's like, yeah, all right.
Saw this coming.
You see, you know, who has the creative control and who doesn't.
Yeah.
You know.
The inmates running the asylum.
WCW.
And that worked so good for Bischoff.
Of course it did.
You know, all of those years ago, which doesn't seem like it's been 25 years.
No, it does not. You know,
but history
likes to repeat itself.
Before we get into tonight's turnbuckle talk, I'm sorry, guys. We have to talk about this. By the time this comes out, it'll be a couple days after the election in the U.S.
Okay.
But this is a thing. Who watched The 6 Feet Under with Trump?
I did not.
I did.
Okay. How far did you get through the whole?
The whole fucking thing.
You know what, dude?
It's I'm 2 hours. Buy
you 2 hours. You deserve a beer because I got 10 minutes and I had all the intention of sitting and watching the whole thing.
It's just, yeah.
Okay. This is not only, you know, this is not only a pro wrestling thing. This is a real world thing.
Yep.
I want to check this out. 10 minutes, and I just, I can't do this anymore.
You couldn't stand the Oompa Loompa's voice for more than 10 minutes?
It's not necessarily that. It's just, I don't know, the idea of just, you know.
Undertaker and Trump in the same room?
Yeah.
And him not getting Tombstone?
And so, and like I've always kind of known. You know, and this isn't just cringy for The Undertaker. It's cringy for the WWF and, like, a lot of their people. And what's the saying in broadcasting? Don't get political because you alienate half your audience.
Yeah.
Okay. I just, it's so kind of cringe that a lot of wrestling fans, okay, even, like, they might not like Trump because he's a piece of shit, but there's no pushback about it.
No.
It seems like when Trump was, and this was before he, like when he was, I don't know what mania it was.
It was the early 20s, one of the early 20s manias.
Yeah, where Umaga represented Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And
Lashley.
Bobby Lashley represented Trump
in the Battle of the Billionaires.
Okay. This was before we knew what a piece of shit the guy was.
Yeah.
Officially, we all kind of knew.
This is when he was still just the host of,
of
whatever that game show he was. Oh, the Apprentice.
Whatever. Yeah. The You're Fired thing.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You're fired.
So.
The most fun impressions to do, I don't give a fuck, are Donald Trump and Vince McMahon. Definitely. 100%.
Yeah, and there's probably a reason.
Well, Stone Cold is fun to do, too, but he also has his.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it kind of gnaws at me, you know, how pro wrestling is in bed with this guy. Okay, now you might think, okay, you have your political beliefs. People are right to have theirs. And I'm like, okay, but, okay, do you want to vote in a guy that has 34 felons? you know?
Yeah, I thought that was the nail in the coffin for him there.
Like, yeah, like he could still be going to jail for that.
Yeah.
Like if he, like he's not running for president. He's running from prison.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get elected and
he's going to prison.
And pardon himself, he's going to jail. So why would you vote for that? Now, okay, it's a white collar crime. Okay, for guys, Joe and Jane average. Okay, fine. Like, whatever. Okay, well, he has these rape accusations and these sexual assaults. Okay, if you're some far right wing nut job, okay, these women, you know, were they wearing a short skirt? Probably deserved it.
Oh.
Okay. Which is absolute bullshit.
I know.
Okay. But if you're of that that mind, if your head bone is that.
The type of guys the first question they always ask is like, oh, what did she do? Or what was she wearing?
What was she wearing? Okay. If you can just kind of look past those two. Okay. Isn't Trump and his whole fucking family aren't able to do any charities in the state of New York because they set up a charity for kids with cancer and kept the money.
Yeah.
This is a piece of shit that, for all intents and purposes, stole from cancer kids.
Yep.
Yep.
And you want to vote for this guy?
No, this isn't even necessarily right versus left. This is like
right versus wrong.
Yeah, like my own father, who like tends to lean like more conservatively.
Yeah.
On politics, he doesn't like Donald Trump.
Yeah, same thing with my dad.
Yeah,
you know, like my dad's been very conservative, Christian, military.
Yeah,
but no, he's always said Trump was a piece of shit too. Yeah, and so now when I see, like, The Undertaker, you know, having him on his show, it's just, like, okay, fuck you, fuck Trump, fuck Glenn Jacobs, fuck Vince McMahon, fuck the WWF, like, this is just, like, how do you do that? And I don't, you guys can't answer this question. I'm just venting. I'm throwing it out there. It's 2 days before the election, and I'm just, it just blows my mind, and it just makes me glad, personally, the little amount of money that I ever gave the WWF ever since Vince took over.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those rich white Republicans as well.
Oh, he's very good friends with Donald Trump. I know that for a fact. Like, they haven't made any secret about that, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, even when Trump got initially elected in 2016, there's a picture of him in the Oval Office with the McMahon family, Triple H and Shane and Stephanie included.
Right.
So all their kids, Linda, Vince, like every.
I do love the caption for that photo. Like, Stone Cold has stunned half of this room.
Yeah. Everybody but the kids. Yeah.
So that makes me think about, and since we're metalheads here, Lemmy.
Yeah.
Mr. Lemmy Kilmister, who's great friends with Triple H.
Yeah.
Triple H is a huge Motorhead fan. I don't think Lemmy liked Trump very much or that.
I wouldn't think he did either.
At all. Like, so.
He did was collect Nazi memorabilia.
Well,
okay, yeah. Well, no, that was. Lemmy had an interest in the Second World War.
He
collected memorabilia from all sides.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just. Like, I'm not thankful that Lemmy isn't with us anymore, but I'm thankful he didn't live to see Donald Trump become president, because he died the year before that, I'm pretty sure, in 2015, so.
But imagine the Motorhead songs.
Oh, God.
That would have come from that. Imagine all of the awesome music that's going to come out if, God forbid.
He wins again.
There's a second, yeah. You know, if there's any light in this darkness, it's all the great music that's going to come about.
Yeah, that's true. But
sorry, I had to take a drink there. My throat was
I understand.
You guys must have said, "Oh my God, here he comes!
Here he goes!
Here we go! Here we go!"
And we've lost him.
I'm just gonna let you run with it. Okay. No, I don't like Trump either, and it's got nothing to do with him being Republican. It's got everything to do with him just being an absolute deplorable human being.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And like, there's some people out there that just don't see anything wrong with it. Right. That's the most concerning.
That's scary, too.
Yeah. Like, people who are outspokenly against, like, pedophiles are, like, okay with him being convicted of multiple sexual assault charges.
Yeah.
Because why? The woman he did it with was a sex worker? That makes her lesser for some reason?
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you brought the sex worker up.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the other night, I commandeered the TV and all that, and I'm looking for going through all my streaming channels.
Right.
Okay. I find a movie called The Witches of Breastwick.
Oh.
Which is a knockoff of The Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a Teddy film. Fine. I put it on. I want to check it out. I'm listening to music, right? But I got this Teddy film on in the background. Like, why not? Okay. It was basically softcore porn.
I would imagine,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You
with
saw
a, with a name like that, everything. It's not so subtle.
Yeah, you saw everything except male genitalia and female with her legs open.
Yeah, and no penetration.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You didn't say softcore.
Yeah,
is what we called it. I don't know if that's still an expression.
Yeah, I think so.
Checking out the credits, Stormy Daniels. Holy shit! All right. Because I really didn't know who this person was.
Right.
Until all this shit went down with Trump.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure that's how most people found out who she is.
If you're
not an avid connoisseur of adult entertainment.
Yes. If you're not attending the
back corner of the video store.
If you're not a regular at the, I don't know, what's the awards?
The Woodies?
The AVL Awards.
The AVL Awards or something, whatever it was. Yeah. The Woodies. Yeah. Yeah, I had to mention that since you brought it up.
Yeah,
and if you don't believe for a second that Trump wasn't on Epstein's island,
oh, like, he for sure was. But like for a lot of people, they just think it was people. It was Democrats. It was like the thing is, Donald Trump used to be a Democrat.
And I totally believe that Bill Clinton was on Epstein's island, and Clinton is an asshole.
I did not have an affair,
sexual relations with that woman.
And it's not even because of her, just in general. Like, I don't doubt it. And
yeah.
Any politician from either Democrat or Republican or the Canadian equivalent, any of those involved in any sort of sex scandal or whatever, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, not surprised. Yeah,
not in the least. Yeah. So, vote green.
Yeah.
That's why I've been green for like 3 decades now.
Well, fair enough.
Either way, America's fucked.
Oh, either way. Yeah.
Yeah. So like Kamala Harris isn't perfect either, but like.
Yeah, I'm no fan of hers either.
No. Nope.
You know.
But yeah, it's like I've said time and time again to everybody, politics has all become about voting against who you don't want to win rather than voting for who you want to win.
Mm-hmm. You want to win, yeah. Okay, we're going to switch. Okay, make me switch gears now.
Okay.
Let's get back.
We're switching over into our turnbuckle talk.
Yes. So with tonight's turnbuckle talk, in my hot little fist right now, people can't see it, but I'm holding it up to you guys. It is the annual PWI 500, which to the young people that might not know what this is a magazine. Okay, what? And there used to be a lot of pro wrestling magazines on the racks in the late 70s, going into the early 80s. There was tons, okay? And to this day and now, there is two.
Yeah.
There's Inside the Ropes in England. I guess that covers Europe. And then the expensive import price here. And then in North America, once we still have Pro Wrestling Illustrated, with what Pro Wrestling Illustrated has been doing for the last 34 years, as it said, the 34th annual is basically they dedicated most of that issue to what they believe were the top 500 wrestlers of the year.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere, North America, Europe, Mexico, that's North America and all that. But you've, okay, Okay. And it's quite an undertaking, not only to just putting it together, but to read it.
Right.
And then and then the normies who only watch one promotion, they're like, there's other wrestlers everywhere.
There's what? Yeah.
So who's this? Who's that? Who's this? I've never heard of this person. They must not be that good.
Well, at one point, though, during the territory days, if you didn't read the wrestling magazines, you didn't know who the other wrestlers were until they came into your... Because there was no internet. There was no nothing.
Who's this? Nobody.
That was the only way.
Oh, shit. He pretty good.
So I figured what I would do.
Wait, a WWE fan admitting someone else out of WWE is good? No, that doesn't happen. Sorry.
What? It's like when I used to go to house shows and sit by myself. I'd chant the guys' indie names just for shits and giggles. Yeah, and people beside me like, huh?
Yeah. Who's John Moxley?
Who's Claudio Castagnoli?
So... You know, spoiler alert, if you haven't got this yet, spoiler alert, but I figured what we would do for tonight is go through all 500 wrestlers.
We're going to be here for a month.
Of course,
yeah.
Come on.
Do we have anything to do for the next 3 days? Who doesn't work?
Of course not.
This episode will be in several parts.
Yes. Well, you're off tomorrow anyway, so we can do tomorrow.
No. I got to go to see the doctor.
That's when we take our break.
But what I figured we would do, okay, I want to see if I can suck you guys in.
Son of a bitch.
Is just to go through the top 10.
I would have quit the show right then and there if you were serious. I'd be like, nope, get out of my house.
You're fine. But I figured, okay, let's go through the top 10 and we'll just kind of give our reaction as to whether or not, because there's a lot of wrestlers. There's at least 500 of them.
Okay. 180 of them are in AEW.
That's right. Whether or not they're top 10 material.
Well, okay. that's all subjective, but okay, let's do
but
it.
It's our knee-jerk reaction.
You can't fire me. I'm already fired.
Yeah. Right. Fire me. I'm already fired.
And you guys actually might have to help me out with some of these
some
guys
of these names.
Because
okay.
I don't really know exactly everything that some of these guys have done. Through. Oh, no, I got a pretty good grip on it. But number 10, right out of the gate, I'm not 110 on what kind of a year Mystico has had. I'm assuming
me either.
All down in CMLL.
I don't really follow CMLL, so I can't really say. Okay. The name rings a bell, but...
Because he was the original Lince Dorado.
Yeah.
No, not Lince Dorado, sorry.
No, Sin Cara.
Sin Cara, yeah. Right. Lince Dorado's still going.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Lince Dorado wasn't original, but... No. Yeah.
Lince was at WPW a few months ago.
Was he?
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, Mystico, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean... He has the longevity. If he's in top 10, then sure. Like, I think I remember hearing something about him winning a title in CMLL not long ago, like one of their world titles for whatever, because they have world titles for every single division.
Right.
So
world cruiserweight title.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. He said he defeated Virus to retain the world historic middleweight championship in CMLL.
Well, there you go.
And the Major League Wrestling world middleweight title. From Rocky Romero.
Okay.
At Intimidation Games in New York City.
Oh.
Whatever that is. Is that...
MLW.
I guess, yeah. That's, okay. That's MLW, one of their pay-per-views, I suppose. Okay. I don't really follow MLW either, I'll be honest. So.
Well, if we had more access to it, then I would...
Watch it more often.
Yeah. 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 Because I remember years ago, late at night... On a Friday night at like 1 a.m, there was a CMLL show on. And then right after that, there was like a titty show called Latin Lover.
Oh, yeah. I remember Latin Lover. Yeah.
It's because it was on the, what was it? It was the Mexican channel.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of the channel.
The Espanol channel. Yeah. I can't remember what it was called. But yeah, I remember staying up watching CMLL and it's like, okay, this is on.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah, the daughter's in bed. Sure. Let's watch this. Sure.
But the daughter's like in bed. The wife's in bed. Them down.
It was a soap opera with sex and nudity and all that. And it's like, okay.
Very good looking Latino women.
Yeah. I never saw that on Young and the Restless.
No. Sure.
Number
old
nine.
Old and the Useless.
Yeah. Old and the Useless.
Number nine is Gunther.
Oh, I would have put him higher on the list.
Oh, yeah. Higher? A lot fucking higher.
Yeah, I mean, he's world champion. He's been he's won King of the Ring. He's been overly dominant. He had the longest intercontinental title reign, capping off at 666 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would have put him way higher than number nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way higher.
Yeah. I definitely top 10 for sure for me as well.
Yeah. I'm surprised he's only number nine, to be honest with you. But maybe that's just wrestling purists still being kind of sour that he's not called Walter anymore.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. And honestly, the year's starting to wind down. Guys start thinking about our award, our year.
Our top,
awards,
yeah.
You know, so. Yeah. Okay. No, I agree. Number eight, John Moxley.
I actually thought up until recently he kind of had a bit of a, I don't know what the word for it would be. He kind of coasted a little bit this year.
Yeah,
he
finally got his time off this year.
He did. But yeah, then he had that whole, he had the end or the New Japan, the IWGP World Title.
Yeah.
He won that randomly. I was just like. I remember my reaction to that was just like, sure, that may as well happen.
Yeah.
I didn't really care one way or another. I'm just like, okay, so that's a thing. Cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
Up until recently, though, since this story with the BCC started, I thought Moxie was just kind of fell by the wayside and was just kind of like, oh, okay, he's giving other people a shot. He's kind of hanging back a little bit. I know he was international champion also for like a week.
Got severely concussed.
Yeah, by Ray Phoenix.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dropped on his head not once, but twice.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking...
I wouldn't have put him above Gunther.
No.
But... Yeah, and probably not even top 10.
No. Not for this year.
But within the top 25, I think.
Yeah.
Just because he's just...
I could see 11 or 12.
For a box. Yeah.
That's
more than fair
high for me.
He still has name value, but
that's
the words 10. I was kind of looking for.
I don't know. Yeah, number eight seems a bit.
Okay. Fair enough. MJF number seven.
Again, a guy who's barely even been there this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like he's like he's spent more time on the shelf or filming movies than he has. He had that one little spell where he was he won the international championship and renamed it the American championship.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh, if it wasn't for that fucking red, white, and blue strap, that would look beautiful. But I know MJF probably looked at that and thought the exact same thing. It was like, no, looks too good. We need to make it more gaudy. Yeah, sure enough. That strap made that the ugliest looking championship in the entire fucking world. But I will give him props for that match against Will Ospreay for the title.
Oh, so good.
The initial one on Dynamite that went like an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was
59 minutes, 57 seconds.
Yeah. That was a banger. But
okay. He also main evented All In and retained the AEW World title at Wembley, Wembley Stadium.
That was the year before. Yeah. That was against Adam Cole.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But,
I was like, that wasn't this year.
Yeah.
Was it?
This year he was the Ospreay versus him again for the American Championship.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
He kind of got written off for a while after he won the world title, and then came back and turned heel rather quickly, and then
returned a few weeks ago. Hasn't been on TV since.
He just can't do a good baby face.
No,
the guy's I'm sure in real life he's a great guy, but just from a kayfabe perspective, the guy's a piece of shit.
Oh, of course.
You know, and he plays it so well. he should never be a good guy.
No,
yeah.
I know he was over technically with the crowd, so they kind of felt they had to turn him babyface.
He's our scumbag.
Yeah, he's our scumbag.
That could be another thing, too. The crowd could have turned him.
Yeah.
Which has happened, Austin.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true, but so. I don't know. And his whole storyline with Adam Cole just kind of got thrown out where Adam Cole turned on him, and now it's switched around, so Adam Cole's now the babyface again.
So it's you did it.
Yeah.
Now he's just doing, he's just returning the favor, so you can't.
Well, then, or Adam Cole's excuse now is that, like, he knew MJF would have turned on him eventually, so he just did it first. So it's like, okay, sure.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, that's how it worked.
I wouldn't put MJF up there. Like, yeah, sure, he's still one of the best talkers, but he hasn't done anything.
Top 10? No.
Other than winning, yeah, other than that short, like, few week stint with the American Championship, that's really all he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. Number six, Damian Priest.
I wouldn't say number six, but I would have him in my top 10. He won Money in the Bank and cashed it in at WrestleMania.
Right.
Had a pretty fair run with the World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. Lost it to Gunter at SummerSlam, which led to the whole him being turned on by Finn Balor and leaving the Judgment Day. So, yeah, he kind of seems to be a little... coasting a little bit right now, but I hope they give him something great to work with after this whole feud with Finn Balor wraps up, which I thought it would have by now. But
he just lost to Dominic on Raw last week.
Yeah, and then beat the shit out of Dominic afterwards. So, you know, look strong in defeat, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he had a good year.
Yeah, I would say so. His cash in at WrestleMania was pretty cool, but yeah.
All right,
El Campeon. Or was that him. El Campeon. Yep. La Champion was Chris Jericho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number five, Naito. Like his first name.
Oh, Tetsuya Naito.
Tetsuya Naito.
Okay. I guess most of his stuff happened in Japan.
Well, you mean all of his stuff.
All of his stuff. Yeah. He's a New Japan mainstay. Yeah. So. I haven't really been paying any attention to New Japan, so I really can't say. But,
I'll catch up with it every now and then.
Was he world champion at some point this year? Because I know Zack Sabre Jr. is the IWGP champion now.
Yeah, he just beat Naito.
Okay, there you go.
Defeated Sonata in the main event at WrestleMania.
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, at the Tokyo Dome.
Okay, so he had the IWGP world title for most of the year because he just lost it to Zack Sabre Jr. So.
Okay, actually going over everything that he did. All right, I don't know about five, but definitely top 10.
Everybody has their opinion.
That's right, that's right. Seth Rollins, number four.
Well, he had the inaugural run with the current world title, which lasted like over 300 days and lost it at WrestleMania. Not to Damian Priest, but to Drew McIntyre, who had it for 5 minutes before getting cashed in on.
Yep.
But again, he's been out most of the year because of his injuries.
Yeah.
So like after WrestleMania, he took some time off.
Came back, got annihilated by Bronson Reed,
and took more time off, and then just recently came back and started a feud with him again. So
and just beat him in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, again, I don't. Most of these people haven't even been there most of the year, so I don't know how they're even getting in the top 10.
Yeah,
you got to sell magazines.
I guess. Yeah. Like this is starting to annoy me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, actually, the last three.
Besides Damian Priest, haven't been there most of the year.
Yeah, well, Naito was. Yeah, but, you know, like, Moxley, MJF, and Rollins. Are, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think we kind of did all right with the last three, being number three, Will Ospreay.
Yeah, I'd give it to him. He's had a great...
Ospreay.
I know, I'm never going to say that.
Yeah.
And I knew what an Ospreay was when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like the bird.
Yeah.
You know, but I just... Saying that word has always been, has always tripped up.
Now, Will Ospreay's had a great year. Like, he signed with AEW. Every match he's had has been fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great couple runs with the International Championship. Has been in pretty good storylines. I'd say the only flub he's had was that promo he did where he was calling out Triple H. For her. Like, yeah, you've been grinding the boss's daughter. That one. Yeah, other than that.
But that was 100% Tony Khan saying you have to say this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, I'd say Ospreay has had a great year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd say number three. Yeah, in top five for sure, I would give it to him.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Number two, Swerve Strickland.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a great world title run. Lost it to Danielson. Yeah. I don't really know how necessary that was. If it wasn't for the whole career thing, then I don't think he would have lost. But now he's the one mainly feuding with Bobby Lashley, and I can see that going great places. But he And his feud with Hangman was, like, just absolutely brutal. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. I mean that, like, those two genuinely felt like those two hated one another.
Well, he burned his fucking house
burned
down.
Burned his house, yeah.
Burned his house down.
And I had to resort to drugging him in order to win a cage match.
Only in pro wrestling can you burn a guy's house down, go on national TV and admit it, and not be arrested.
Yeah. Break into
break into the guy's house.
Yeah,
like Ospreay breaks into a Hangman's house. Yeah,
like Strickland breaks into his house, stands over his kids sleeping in his crib.
Yeah, God, nobody else was in that house at the time. Yeah,
unprotected chair shots.
Yeah.
Syringes.
Like, he's had some very, very good matches, and he had a really, really good world title run, I will say.
Right.
And he just had a good match with Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah. Like, well, Shelton Benjamin's been booked pretty strongly since his AEW. Mm-hmm.
He can still go.
Yeah. So, well, how old is he? Like 40 something?
Yeah, I was going to say, the guy's got to be 100 by now.
Yeah. Like, but he's being booked, like, other than his loss to Strickland, Benjamin's been booked, like, pretty. Like, to look like some unstoppable wrestling god.
His match with Sammy Guevara was great.
Yeah. Who was his first match with?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Oh, well, it'll come to me.
But also, it was great.
Yeah, he's been doing really well for himself so far at AEW. Mm-hmm. So, and same with, like, Strickland. His match headlined this past Wednesday's Dynamite, which led to Bobby Lashley debuting.
And then you kept hearing the guy at the end of the show, 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, the production guy doing calls. Yeah, 90 seconds, guys. Wow. Yeah.
And then 10 seconds, and then MVP just went, back
in business. Looks like someone's back in business. Yeah.
And then it cut.
Yeah, then it's like copyright 2024 and holy wrestling. Yeah.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
60 seconds. Shut the fuck up.
He also, the fans turned him as well.
Yeah, well, he was getting over the whole swerve when I drive thing and Prince Nana doing the dances.
Yeah, like
that obviously helped.
It does. Like, it does.
It's something for people to dance along with and interact with, so people take to that type of stuff.
Definitely, definitely. And finally, I already showed you guys the cover.
Of course, it's Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
I guess he finished the story. So, has his WWE Championship run been all that great? Debatable.
Yeah.
He's had some good matches.
Yeah.
But overall, he just kind of feels like another John Cena. Like,
Super Cody.
Yeah.
And I just watched I started a podcast with Cody the other day. The interview is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Holy jeez.
Yeah.
He was talking about after his feud with Brock, Brock sent him a full cow, cooked in steaks for like a thank you. For the feud.
Wow. You don't send someone cooked meat.
Well, I guess
probably,
not cooked
probably
meat.
Probably cut up.
Yeah. That would have been expensive to ship from Saskatchewan.
Oh, I imagine so.
I was going to say, and did Brock just go out into his backyard and wrestle down a cow?
Just fucking elbow strike the fucking cow, like, right in the head and just, like, picked it up. And
then he's like, wait, Zombieland rule double tap and then F5'd it?
Yeah, I could see that.
Put in a Kimura lock.
From your relative's farm. It's like, oh, Brock's fighting cows again.
Oh, there goes Brock.
And then he was saying by the time he's 45, he wants to retire. So 6 years.
Oh, God. He can retire now. I'm sorry. I'm all Brocked out.
We're talking about Cody.
Oh, okay.
Cody's like, yeah, by the time I want to be 45, I want to be done. That's in 6 years.
Well, he's been around for 20 years now. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, he's won the WWF world title. So,
But,
like, every feud, it just seems for him has been the same thing. It's like his opponent, like, let's say AJ Styles, for instance, like, I respect you, Cody Rhodes, but I'm going to win that WWE championship. I respect you, AJ Styles, but I'm going to keep this WWE championship. Then they shake hands.
Yeah.
And then they wrestle.
Yeah.
And then Cody wins.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's, you know. Not everything needs a story. Not everything needs an angle.
But Cody had to finish. I guess Cody finished the story, so he doesn't need any more of those.
Yeah.
That's right. It'd just be, I'm the number one contender. I want to have a match. I want a title match.
Yeah, he had one of the most overbooked WrestleMania main events of all time. But, hey, people were into it. So
last 5 minutes was cool. I liked it.
I found it entertaining with all the run-ins.
Yeah.
But, I'm surprised. Like I said, if this whole thing with Kevin Owens goes where I think it's going to go with him actually being a piece of shit backstage and Kevin just wanted to call it out, I think that would be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it's like a John Cena situation. You got him. All he's selling all the merch. All the kids love him. He's doing all the Make-A-Wish things. So, yeah.
Oh, Sorry, mind went somewhere else for a second.
Who knows?
Oh, but, okay. All right. Well, it's definitely going to be interesting, you know, come the end of the year when we have to start thinking, you know, about
our top five.
I'll end this off on a high note for Snowy.
Oh, okay.
Guess who announced who's retiring next year?
Okay. It's obviously somebody I don't
that he doesn't like.
Yeah, exactly.
So I might be Randy Orton?
Oldberg.
Well, isn't he kind of, sort of,
He's wrestling one more retirement match
next year.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be Walter. Gunter,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hopefully
as
Gunter.
As long as Gunter doesn't put him over.
Oh, no, he does. Oh, yeah. As long as Bill puts...
Yeah.
As long as Bill Goldberg.
As long as Goldberg goes out on his back.
Yeah.
Fine. Which is the way it kind
and
of...
Same with John Cena. He's starting his retirement tour next year, mm-hmm. so...
It's weird. It's like next year, Cena's retiring. Tanahashi's retiring.
Yeah.
Goldberg's officially retiring now. AJ wanted to do a retirement one, but he blew out his knee or whatever that injury was.
Something with the shin, I think.
Because that's legit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And now people are like hating on Hunter for like, oh, you denied him his TNA Hall of Fame thing, blah, blah, blah.
That was something we should have talked about.
Yeah, but AJ came out saying that he didn't want to do it himself because he still considers himself an active competitor. So he didn't want to go into a Hall of Fame when he was still active. So that was his choice, not WWE's.
Okay, that's legit. Mm-hmm. That's legit.
But I do want to hear Get Ready to Fly one more time.
Yeah. I am.
Just one more time. Yeah. We need to get that TNA pay-per-view when AJ gets inducted.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year at Bound for Glory.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, if that's kind of everything, we'll bring this crazy train into the station. Okay, it's been a while since we did this, but how can people get a hold of us?
They can get a hold of us on Facebook at facebook.com/WrestlingNightInCanada or on Instagram at WrestlingNightInCanada.
Right, and Wrestling Night in Canada is proud members of The Shining Wizard, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Go out. If you can find a podcast aggregator, we are there. Aggravator, yeah, we are there. If you found us out in the wild, go to the Shining Wizards Network. There's not only us, there's a variety of pro wrestling podcasts. And if you haven't had enough of your cool Uncle Snowy, you're going to want to check out our sister show, Radioactive Metal, where...
I just recently did an episode with them, too.
You did. And you know what? Mrs. Snowy and I...
Mrs. Snowy approved.
She just
told me earlier today when they got here. Yeah.
Yes. We sat down and listened to that episode because our daughter, little Snowy, was on it as well. We were talking.
Nepotism. That's the only reason why Mrs. Snowy.
We were talking James Earl Jones.
Oh, well, everybody loves James Earl Jones. And if you don't, what the hell is that?
What's wrong with you? So, yeah, you're going to want to go and check everything out there. In the meantime and in between time, thank you, Ed Whalen. That's it. This has been another exciting episode of Wrestling Night in Canada. I'm Snowy White.
I'm Matt Copper.
I'm Dustin Maruka.
Signing off.
And we're from Winnipeg, you idiots. I'm still fucking sick. Holy shit.